Good morning, Dale.
America is waking up outside of New England and maybe Dallas, Texas, very happy that the Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 52.
What a game and what a trick play with the quarterback bringing a touchdown in as well. I love that.
Nick Foles, who was the backup quarterback for the Chiefs a year ago.
Wow.
And the backup quarterback for the Eagles. You figure when your starting quarterback gets knocked out, you're done for the year. They won the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable. What a great game.
Great game. Crazy.
Did you have a favorite commercial by chance?
I really like the M&M's commercial with Danny DeVito.
That was kind of creepy, kind of cool at the same time.
Do you want to eat me? All right. Well, we've got Dish to talk about this morning, and that's on the set of The Voice. What's going on there?
Well, of course, the premiere is just weeks away, but there's already drama behind the scenes for Blake Shelton. Radar Online sources say he's a crybaby if he doesn't get his way, and he also barks orders at
people. What? Blake Shelton?
Our Blake?
I can't believe that.
I can't either. Before he decided on a music career, Brainiac Dierks Bentley attended two elite college prep schools, one in Indiana and one in New Jersey. After that, he went to the University of Vermont for a short time. Then at 19, transferred to Vanderbilt in Nashville so he could start a music career. Chris Young's first trip to the Opry growing up was for one reason only, to give flowers to Loretta Lynn. His parents said to give her roses. That's what he did. Chris says he hopes he can tell this story to Loretta one day. And finally, this year, Brett Eldredge wants to focus on enjoying his life and career and says, "You're moving so fast, you don't get to recognize what's happening. I just want to take a deep breath and celebrate with my friends and fans."
Well said.
I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.